Five property owners filed suit last week in state Supreme Court in Broome County, charging that Binghamton's mayor and city council violated state law when the municipality passed a 2-year ban on drilling back in December without first seeking approval from the county's planning department. Riverkeeper Watershed Program Director Kate Hudson says the fact that the ban is being challenged in court demonstrates how desperate the gas industry is getting in the face of rising opposition to hydrofracking.
There are over 100 cities and towns who have now passed moratoria or bans, and this number is growing all the time. It is indicative of the fact that the industry is losing or has lost the trust and support of the people in New York State.
The Broome County suit argues that the ban will discourage drilling companies and thus restrict economic development in Binghamton's gas-rich suburbs. Among the plaintiffs, two individual landowners, a pair of landowner groups, and the Arena Hotel Corporation, which owns a Holiday Inn in the city. Plaintiff's attorney Kenneth Camelot, who describes himself as an environmental and land use lawyer, says the landowners hold dozens, if not hundreds, of acres of land in the Binghamton area and hope to profit from gas leases if the state approves fracking. David Van Leeuwen with Environment New York weighs in.
Binghamton was wise to prohibit drilling because the issue isn't about potential profits for some landowners. It's about protecting public health, public safety, and the environment.
Camelot tells WAMC that the Binghamton case is different from two others where judges upheld permanent gas drilling bans because, while it alleges procedural errors, it does not argue that banning drilling is illegal.
The most widely cited cases are the Dryden and Middlefield cases that were decided recently by the lower courts and are currently on appeal. In those cases, the municipalities involved took action under their zoning authority. In the city of Binghamton situation, the city purposely skirted or avoided its zoning authority and purported to act not in accordance with its zoning or land use laws, but separately under their general police power authority. In other words, what they say that their 24-month ban is designed to accomplish is to protect the aquifer and the water supplies of the city of Binghamton, and generally to protect the public health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Binghamton. They disavow the use even of the term moratorium, although if a 24-month ban is not a moratorium, not sure what it is.
The Dryden and Middlefield cases are under appeal. Both towns argue that banning drilling falls within their rights to regulate the use of local land. Camelot says a return date has been set for the 29th of June.
It's the date by which the city will need to submit its response. Once that occurs, the matter will be before the court. It could take weeks or potentially months until we get a decision, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Binghamton Mayor Matthew Ryan's office refused to comment because of the ongoing litigation, but emailed a copy of a document it sent to the landowner's legal team. The paper explains that the purpose of Local Law Number 6 includes protecting and preserving the local public water supply, including protecting the local environment against spills having the potential to contaminate the local water supply. The letter points out that Binghamton sits atop a federally designated sole source aquifer, and the EPA has determined that contamination of the aquifer would create a significant hazard to public health. Binghamton occupies a portion of the Marcellus Shale in a part of the state rumored to be the most likely area where initial hydrofracking would be permitted. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.